Good morning. We welcome you to South Norfolk Baptist Church this morning. And if you're visiting with us for the first time, we'd like for you to lift your hand wherever you are and let one of our ushers give you a card with a lapel ribbon on it. And we'd like you to attach the ribbon so that we can greet you and know who you are after the service. If you're visiting, would you just lift your hand? Thank you so much. We have a pair of spectacles, I understand, that someone has lost with a W engraved on the lens. If this is yours, it's up here after the service. We have reached in our Lottie Moon Christmas offering goal over $5,000, a little over $5,300 to be exact. And as you can see, the light indicate this on the display poster. You will note the announcements in the bulletin concerning the weekly meetings. Our prayer meeting at 7:30 this Wednesday, and January 7th through the 10th, there will be teaching the Gospel of Mark. We will have separate classes for the age groups. And Dr. Carol Trotter, who is a professor of preaching and speech at my seminary, Southeastern, at Wake Forest, will be teaching the adult class the Gospel of Mark, which was written by the late Professor Raymond Bryan Bryan, also of Southeastern. I understand that books will be on sale. They're $1.50 each in Hammond's office after the service is over. You may go by and pick up one. We urge you to read ahead in this January Bible study book and be prepared with questions. Now let's call ourselves to worship as we stand and sing the doxology.
Father and our God, we thank thee for this day. Thy ways are not our ways, but we know that thy ways are wonderful ways. And we pray today that thy Holy Spirit may take our lives as we are on the verge of closing out the old year and beginning anew. May somehow thy Spirit give us new direction today, some help and some hope that will cause us to be God's people in the days ahead. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Now will you join as we worship God in singing hymn number 371, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, number 371.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I began reading with the verse just preceding. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as sounding brass, or as tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never, never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Follow after love. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, one of the most tremendous chapters in all the world. Let us now bow in prayer. And I'm certain that each of you who are here today may have some personal need or some request by way of prayer. This will be your opportunity. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Father, we pray that you would hear our prayers this morning as they've gone up, perhaps some in confession of sin, perhaps others in request or petition for someone who is ill, or perhaps, Lord, some deep personal need. We pray that you shall hear these desires and pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy. Forgive each of us those things whereof our conscience has been made afraid. And give us somehow those good things in life that we might walk before thee in righteousness, feeling and knowing today that we are not worthy of even all that we ask, when we pray for our sick, our sorrowing, our suffering, our sinful. But we know that, our Father, that through thy strength and thy power, that thou art able to give us strength to serve thee. Grant each of us in 1979 that strength to be faithful, to serve thee with the best we have in life, to not fail, but always to claim those heavenly promises, and to do so on the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. Cause thy face and thy favor to shine upon us this hour as we open our hearts and minds to thee and thy word. For Jesus' sake, amen.
As we prepare to receive our offering, would you please turn with me to hymn number 362, Footsteps of Jesus.
Father, we ask thy divine blessing upon the tithes and offerings which have been given during this Sunday school hour, and those gifts that shall be presented just now. We dedicate them to thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
unto the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and I tell me I am his own, and the joy we share sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me his own, and the joy we share as we tell.